Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart. How many here pray? Good. Anybody want to say why they pray? Why do you pray? When you love somebody, you take them to the Lord of love in prayer. Yeah. That's one of the most loving things you can do. Anybody else have a reason why they pray? Yes?
When you have a relationship, you communicate with that person.
Okay, go a little. I'm 70 years old. I'm a Lord here.
When you have a relationship, you communicate with that person.
Yes. Yes, when you communicate with the person, especially people you love, and the great I am. Yes, very, thank you, very good. He can paint and he knows the scripture. Anybody else? Joan?
Yeah, I have gratefulness, just appreciating every breath, every morning, every evening, and trying to make it a habit of prayer to do it more than once a day.
So not to take your graces for granted, but to thank the giver of the graces.
And then give back blessings.
And then... So you know you're blessed, so then you try to be a blessing to others to share that blessing. I'm glad I married you. That's good. Is it Tom?
Increases your faith and belief.
Yeah, it increases. In a world where you get all these things coming at you, you need all the support you can get, and it does increase that. Yeah. Yeah. Marilyn.
In time of illness or if you're having a serious problem, turn to God, he will help you.
Yeah. You know, when you know that the chips are down and you need a healing, and, you know, I won't go into detail, but you've shared, you know that from experience, your prayers to God in your time of need, and you saw God answer your prayers, which is wonderful.
Yes.
Well, these are all wonderful things about prayer. So what do you think Jesus is saying in our gospel today? I think he's talking about an experience we've all had. I mean, sometimes we pray and it seems like no one's out there. So we pray once. We may pray twice. We may pray three times. And still God doesn't seem to answer. So, wake up. Are you up there? Why can't God answer the first time we pray? Why do we have to keep praying? In the end, what good is praying if God doesn't answer? You see, Jesus, I think today, is saying that the real key to prayer is to pray over and over and over. To make prayer a holy habit, just like you breathe. To pray, always. To pray, to stay in touch with God. We need to pray more than just once or twice or three times. Why? Why? Doesn't God know what you need before you even pray? Why do we got to keep praying? Well, sure, God knows. He knows how many hairs are on your head. And the older I get, it's easier for him to count. But why? Why? You see, the problem is that we mistake God for a genie. You know, rub the magic lamp, here's a genie, I'll give you three wishes. Okay, God, I pray, boom, answer right now. On my time, and my turn. The point is, prayer is not to get our wishes answered the way we want it and in our time. Because I don't know about you, but I am not that smart at times. I have a limited knowledge. The point is, a prayer is to form a relationship with God, to know God, to let him know who you are. God wants us to be persistent, because more than answering prayer, God wants to be our prayer partner. He wants us to know us Him walking by our side 24/7. He's with us in a relationship. And as we grow in that relationship with God, God gives us gifts. He helps us see things a little more the way He sees things. He lets us hear a little more the way He hears, and maybe have a little more patience. He allows us to experience the way He does. Think about it for a moment. For the most part, if God just snapped our fingers and God answered our prayers right away, you know, how much commitment would just say take Him for granted, I think. Who of us would ever really care much about God? You have to remember that the center of the gospel is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind and your soul and your strength. And then secondarily, to make that love your neighbor as yourself. For the form holy habits, something that becomes a deep part of you, the way your heart beats, the way your next breath. This is your prayer to God. In times of trouble, we need our wonderful times to discover God and to learn that what God can do. God wants us to be persistent because our persistence draws us closer to the God who is already closer to us than our next breath, our next heartbeat. God is already close to us. It also allows God's power to deepen in us. I mean, God is very kind. He's not going to push Himself on you. You have to open. He's already there, but to open to His reality in your life, in your heart, in your soul, in your relationships. This allows God to answer our prayers more deeply because we are open to God more deeply. In fact, God wants us to be so persistent in our prayers that we turn our whole lives into a living prayer. And what we do and what we say at our work, we become a prayer. This is a big problem for us because we tend to divide everything, don't we? You know, what we're doing now is of God, it's in church. But out there, it's more secular. You know, it's more the give and fight, you know, survival defense world out there. For instance, you know, we may come to church or see a baptism or in prayer time or a wedding or a funeral. And we sense, yeah, God's there. But He's also there at other times. He's there 24/7. He's in our home. He's in our leisure. He's in our world. We're watching the Steelers today. He might not answer our prayers, but you know, he's there. What Jesus is saying is that He's there. Everything is sacred. If we try to say this is not sacred, we miss the boat. Everything is sacred, especially if we want to make it sacred by including God, because God's already there. Just sometimes we don't see and we don't hear the presence of God that's always already there, because it's in God that we live and move and have our being always. We can turn our whole lives into prayer if we decide to make everything sacred and to see God in everything. Let's try it, okay? One of my favorite songs is from the well-known writer, songwriter, James Taylor. Remember James Taylor?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And back in the 70s, he sang a song that was written by Carole King. And the words go like this. When you're down and troubled, another song, and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten even your darkest night. You can just call on my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you need to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. Know that song? Huh? Okay. I love that song. It's a secular song. I love James Taylor. I love his artistic work. But if you do know the song, you know it's a wonderful song about friendship, about a person you can count on. What you may not know is that you can also make this into a prayer. You can make it into a prayer. When you hear this song or read the words, you can imagine that God is speaking through the song to you about prayer. When you do this, it changes the whole meaning of the song. It becomes a prayer. A God who is always with us, you experience him more. In this way, it becomes God speaking to us in prayer, taking something that seems secular and make it sacred. You started to change more of your life into a prayer. This is what persistence does. Persistence in prayer. And then you can start saying, what, when I shine my shoes, when I cook the chicken, when I mow the lawn, you say, oh, it can be sacred acts because God's there. But you become more aware of it. You become more conscious of it. And it's a game changer. Now, let's think about another teaching of Jesus about prayer in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, so I say to you, ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door is open. So many people just won't ask, seek, or knock. What do I mean by this? What we believe in God, we pray to God, but don't we say, well, okay, I don't know if God can handle that. Let's hedge our bets a little bit. We really pray, but we don't expect God to answer. We don't really expect God to be there to help others. We're not so sure that God will answer our prayers, so we're shy about it. What Jesus is saying in the Sermon on the Mount is that God wants us to be specific. Don't hedge your bets. Don't pull any punches with God. Tell him specifically what you want. God wants us to, he wants to answer our prayer, and God wants us to be conscious of his answering, that we have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the more we experience God working in our lives, in our world, the more confidence we put in God, the more we trust in God. That's why every Sunday I say, are there God sightings? Because you start saying, oh, I should have said that at church, because God is working all the time. And we have some beautiful people here that share it, and it's in everybody's life. Just for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, as Jesus said. God will answer our prayers, but it happens in God's way and in God's time. And his way is good, and his time is perfect. Still, God wants us to be specific. The thing we really need to understand is that the more we pray specifically, the more we ask and seek and knock, the more we learn what God's will is, and the more we begin to sense what God's will is and ask for it, that your will be done on earth as in heaven. Because Jesus said, if you pray in my name, it will be given to you. We begin to knock on God's door in Jesus' name. We find in Jesus' name. It all begins through and being specific. And God always gives us what we most deeply need. Even if we're not consciously aware of it, God knows what we most deeply need in our heart of hearts. And Jesus said, ask in my name, and I'll give it to you. You know, once there was a man who was asked, what did you gain by regularly praying to God? What did you gain by doing that? And the man replied, nothing. Nothing. But let me tell you what I lost. Anger, ego, greed, depression, illusion, insecurity, and fear of death. Sometimes the answer to our prayers is not gaining, but losing, which sometimes is the ultimate gain. This is a message for us. When we pray, God will answer. As we pray in Jesus' name, he will answer. We have to be, though, persistent. Persistent. He's not like a genie in the bottle, snap, snap, snap. Persistent. Persistent. And we have to be specific. Tell him exactly what you need. Oh, God, give me a Mercedes-Benz. Well, I didn't get one because that's not what I really need. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't need that. Plus, the upkeep would kill me anyway. And but God is listening all the time in life. God is in all life is sacred. There's an illusion that it's not all life is sacred. Ultimately, our whole passage has a simple message for us. Pray. 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 God wants us to pray over and over and over again. He calls us to be people of prayer until our whole lives become a living prayer and we live out the Spirit that was given to us in baptism. And we truly become the salt of the earth, the light of God, the people of God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.